Under a canopy of trees along the banks of the Grand River, community members gathered Thursday to celebrate the unveiling of the new Pierpoint storyboard at the Pierpoint Fly Fishing and Nature Reserve in Fergus. The interpretive display brings together the history of the land, the story of Richard Pierpoint, and the ongoing efforts to protect the area's natural beauty. It's the result of collaboration between the Pierpoint Working Group, Heritage Center Wellington, and the township, a project meant to honor both heritage and the environment. Don Evoy, a member of Heritage Center Wellington, says visitors will get a clear picture of why this location matters.
It's an interpretive sign, and it's really about the entire reason that this is a nature reserve, but it's also about Richard Pierpoint and the naming of the park and the fact that it's a designated historic site. So it involves things like Pierpoint's military services on there. There's also his legacy, particularly the early Black settlement history here in Center Wellington, and it links up to north of us here, which is referred to as the Queensbush at the time, which are large areas of Black settlement. It has a bit also about the Indigenous history of along the Grand River, and also why the importance of conservation and the flora and fauna and why it's a nature reserve. It also includes things like QR codes, which will link to additional information, and also link to some of these other sources like the Wellington County Museum and Archives.
The new installation shares the remarkable story of Richard Pierpoint, a Black loyalist who fought with the British during the American Revolution and later helped form one of Ontario's earliest Black settlements right here in Center Wellington. For Evoy, the site's importance goes beyond history. It also reflects how people continue to care for the land today.
Richard Pierpoint was probably one of the earliest settlers in our area that was non-Indigenous. He had come almost before any of the origin of the Scottish settlers in this region. His point was along this line to following Jones Bay's line. What it was a path to the Queensbush, and the Queensbush was where a lot of freed people of the time, Black settlers in Canada, were settling far off in the bush. And his was a stopping point along the way for rest and to regroup as you cross the Grand River and continued further north into this really, in many cases, unsettled areas that were settled by very early Black Canadians. So it's a very historic site, but it's also a one that can be enjoyed as a nature reserve, one where you can see what it is when humans have very little impact on the actual natural landscape. And where you can walk among a lot of particularly native species that are there. There's a lot of species that can be identified through some of the QR codes and so on. So it's both a place to relax, to fish, and to spend time in nature, but also to see it as a piece of history at the same time.
Installing a permanent feature in a nature reserve, however, comes with challenges. Evoy says finding the right balance between human interpretation and environmental protection was an important part of the process.
The challenge with this is it's not simply a park that doesn't have anything attached to it. It's got a covenant attached to it. Because it's a gift that was given to the township, there were certain expectations on how it would be used. So that has to be respected, the covenant. So it has to maintain as a passive park is the main part of the covenant, which means that it should stay in its natural state. So it's a delicate balance between keeping it in its natural state and being able to have people to have access to it. And so that is all in the future of how that's going to be balanced. And as the parks plan comes through several workshops in the future too, we'll find out more of what the public would like to see happen there.
The storyboard now stands as both an educational resource and a symbol of stewardship, a reminder that preserving history and protecting nature can go hand in hand. The unveiling took place Thursday at the Pierpoint Fly Fishing and Nature Reserve on Landmont Street in Fergus, and the storyboard is now open for the public to explore year-round. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.